Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Tov Kuf Pei Vav, and we're already actually 2/3 of the way down on this Amud. And we begin with Siv Ches. The Mechaber tells us we're dealing here with a shofar that has a crack in it. Yesterday we were dealing with a shofar with a puncture in it. We'll also deal today with a shofar that's missing pieces. So, nisdak liorko, if you have a crack going along the long axis of the shofar, it is possible. That shofar cannot be used to be blowing the kolos, to be yotzei, the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, v'davka nisdak, we're talking here about a crack, because the holech umosif, a crack will widen, it will spread further, ukid lekameh, as we will learn more in this sif today. However, avol benifkam, if you're talking about a piece being missing, not a puncture, but a piece actually being missing, kosher, in fact, b'choshu, that still would be good if it's a small piece that's missing, because that will not expand further. As Deir Shu footnote number 44 tells us from the Elyar Rabbah, nifkam means yesh bo chisor, when it's missing a piece. For odif min nistak, this is better than a crack, which is possible, even though alpha pish ein bo chisor, which is not missing anything, just a crack. Shekein ha-sedek, the crack, she'ein bo chisor, that's not missing anything, darko lahosif uli sodekod. Its tendency is to go split further, to crack further. However, avol ha-pegima, if something is missing, she'esh bo chisor, even though it's missing a piece, darko lishor kamoshi, it doesn't necessarily spread and crack further. Nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah continues. He says, "Mikol makom im ra'ohu kodem Rosh Hashanah." If you were aware that this was present before Rosh Hashanah, tov yoseh l'sakno, it's better to fix the missing piece by filling it in. Shlo yanira pogum, so it shouldn't look like it has a missing piece. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkot Lamed Ches. He says, "It's possible if it has a crack. V'dafka benistak me'aver le'aver. This is true if the crack goes from one side to the other, meaning it's through and through the crack of the shofar. V'alfa pish ein bo chisor, even though it's not missing anything, as we said, it's not nifgam, v'gam lo nishtanu kolo, and even though it hasn't yet changed the sound, but if the crack goes through and through the thickness of the shofar, so then this is possible. Nistak li orko is possible. That is the first opinion. This is brought down by the Mechaber based upon the Mishnah and the Braisa in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mechaber then continues, he brings down the opinion of the Rosh in the name of Yesh Mefarshim, Yesh Omrim, Afilu b'cholshu pasul, that this is true even if it's a kolshu, even a small crack. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, lefi shemachmas haruach, because of the wind, the air blowing through the shofar as you blow it, the chozek atkiya, the strength of the blast, hasedek holech umosif achish isodekulo, it will expand the crack will continue until it eventually cracks the entire shofar. We have this principle, something that is standing to be soduk, standing to be cracked, is considered that it's already fully cracked. So even though the crack right now is not rubo, it's only a small amount, it's only a mashahu, so this yesh omrim, which is the rush, says that since we're concerned that it will continue to crack, because that's the natural tendency, therefore we view it, since it will crack, as if it's cracked already right now. Now, a number of Deir Shu footnotes over here. Number 45 tells us, the alpha pi shachush mochiach sheshofar shenistach sedek katan einu nistach kulo eideat kios. Even though, if you look at it, right now it only has a little crack and it's not going to change the sound at all. Nevertheless, Ravaz's that sound, the Shevet Alevi, brings down mikol makom shofar dak ma'od, a very thin shofar, which is made also kumin glid also lisadi kulo, that will very quickly crack. A very thin shofar will very quickly crack along the entire way. Umishum shofros elu, because of such shofros, gazru b'chol shofar. So the rabbis made a decree across even the thicker shofros, even if they have a little crack. Deir Shu footnote number 46 brings down, uche'ein zeh shedonim ashem asid, this idea that we view it in the future, we say, omed lisadi kisaduk domi, is a principle that we have in many other situations. For example, by netila sidayim, sheyesh achronim shesorim she'afu pi shekli shenikeb kosher, even though technically a kli with a hole in it is technically good, as long as there is still room for revius below the hole in the kli. Nevertheless, mikomokom kli shenistak, it's possible. That's when you have a puncture. But if the kli has a crack in it, that's already considered no good by some achronim. Lefisha osad lisadi kula, since it will eventually be fully cracked because of this principle that if it's cracked a little bit, it's eventually going to crack the whole way. And we therefore say, kfar me'ata donim asoki shever kli. We view it now already because kol omi lisadi kisadi domi is being already cracked. Similarly, sheschach posel, you have the same question with schach posel that is right now going to dry up before the end of the 7 days of the Yontif of Sukkot. So ein donin oso kischach posel, we don't view it as schach posel, but we view it as avir, we view it as space. Now this has halachal reminds of ramifications. We'll learn about whether it's posel with arba'a tfachim or with shlosha tfachim. In any event, Dirshu foot number 47 brings down as a question whether this is a din d'oraisa or whether this is a din d'rabbanan. Back to the Mechaber, but he suggests that if it does have a crack, then you can fix it in the following way and use the shofar, elo imkein hidko harbe b'chut, if you tie it tightly, you wrap it tightly with some sort of a thread, a string, or b'mashicha, some sort of a band that will not allow it to crack further. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Mem, Shachut Mamido Shlo Yizbaka Yosef, that by wrapping it up with this thread or this string or this band, it will not crack further. The Ramon now writes, V'nishtayir Shia Tekiyah, Mimoko Makshira Ulamala Letzarape. He brings out from the Kobo that you still have to have a shear over here that from the point where the crack is and where you bind it to the part where you blow into it with your mouth, that's called lamala, letzad ha-peh, so that area still has the shear of tekiya, which is a tefach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Aleph, v'harbi achronim mekilin afilu lo nishtayir. There are those achronim, you can see this in the Sharet Zion Os Ayin Aleph, that this is the opinion, the Taz, the Yerabba, the Pri Chodosh, and they say, even if you don't have the shear of the tefach, it still is good. As the Mishbur says, it hasn't changed the sound. The issue foot number 48 brings down, according to these opinions, kivin shetam hapsul binistak liroko husha aidei hatkios hastak yamshich liyisodik at shiyisodik kulo. Since the reasoning behind why it should be possible would be if you didn't bind it, it's going to crack further when you blow shofar. So therefore, if you bind it tightly, it will not crack further. Ein chashash shiyisodik od, and therefore, therefore, this concern that it will crack further doesn't apply. And right now it's not cracked significantly, so therefore it's not a concern. And even you would say that the crack should be viewed like a puncture, so then we learned the rules of the puncture yesterday, that the nekev is also not going to be a psul, even if you don't have this shear. So therefore, in this situation, these achronim allow the more makel opinion to be applied. The Chaber continues and he brings down the Yeshomrim. Now this Yeshomrim is the Magid Mishnah in the name of Harbe Mehemafarshim, and he writes, Yeshomrim Davka Berubo. This is only if the crack is the majority of the shofar. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, what do we mean Berubo? Mishum Derubo Kekulo. Because of the principle, if you have the majority of it, then we view that as if it's the whole thing. And it's only cracked on one side. Nevertheless, this principle applies. As you can see in Dirshu footnote number 50, he brings up the Sharet Zion, Sheshofar hu miloshon shvoferes. As we pointed out already previously, a shofar means a tube. The kivin shenistak rubo is part of the tube is cracked. The majority of it, the rubo kakulo, ain't a lov shem shofar. It loses the shame of a shofar. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Avolim lo nistak rubo, but if the majority is not cracked, afilu lo nishtayir shir tekiya kosher. Then, even though you don't have the shir of tekiya, let's say the whole thing is 1.5 tefachim, and a little bit less than the majority of it is cracked, so a little bit less than 3/4 of a tefach is cracked, in this situation, the majority is not cracked, but it's less than a tefach, so b'sach hakol, you have a kosher shofar still, afilu lo nishtayir shir tekiya, it would be kosher im lo nistak rubo. As long as it's not the majority, so you have less than the majority cracked, and even though the majority that's not cracked is less than a tefach, that still is good. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Ubishas etchak, under extenuating circumstances, yesh lismoch adezu, you can rely upon this opinion, shehi ha'ikar, because that's technically the halacha. So if you don't have to rely upon this opinion, great, don't. But if push comes to shove, you can rely upon this opinion. The issue foot number 51 brings down, ukisha sadak, hu betzido harechab shel shofar, if the crack is on the wider curvature of the shofar, so then the Stechemid writes, name of the Sheilus Teshuvah is Beis Av, Sheish Svari no Sevis Lako. Then there's an additional reason that you could be Mekel. She can Ikur Taimu Shalasovim Sheish Lahachmir Beset the Kodden. The reason why by a small crack that you're Machmir is Mechashash Sheish Sodekula. That's going to extend. So that's only Hu Kisha Sedek Nimtso Bemokum Hatsar Shalashofer on the narrower side of the shofar. Shekivan Shakol Holech Shom Betokvo Vashofer Hutsar, since it's a narrow shofar and the sound is going to be more impactful, that's going to make the shofar more likely to continue cracking. But if it's on the wider curvature side, it's less likely, he says, from a technical point of view, it's not going to expand because of the noise. Okay, so that is an additional reason you can be makel. Mishabur continues, he says, if you blew shofar with a shofar that only had a small crack, so we said b'dieved that that's okay, and then you find a perfectly good shofar that's 100% kosher, so the Mishnah Berurah suggests, however, blow it again, because again, maybe you were not yotzei, according to the opinion, say you're not yotzei, so blow it again, but don't do it with a bracha, because sofik bracha is lekula. Chavetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel V'yesh Omrim Dafa Gaberubo, he says, Hinei Mimad Da Mechaber Zohar Rak De'azu, the Mechaber only brought down this opinion, V'lo Zohar Klal Das Asovim the Dafka B'niska Kulo, as opposed to the opinion that says, you have to have the entire shofar cracked, Mashu De Lo Sirle Kein La'alocha, that he doesn't hold that La'alocha. However, Mikol Mokom, B'mokom D'chak Godo, She'ef Shal Hasik Shofar Michutz L'tchum, I feel like De'Nochri, where you can't get any other shofar, even via Nochri coming from outside the tchum, he says, Yesh Lismoch Aldeos Asovrim D'dafa B'nista Kulo. You can rely under these extenuating circumstances, even if the majority of the shofar is cracked, to still use it B'di'ebit, but don't make a bracha on it. Machshirim, in this situation, Ach Ein Levaruch La, but don't make the bracha. I see that we, by accident, skipped Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Membeis. It's a short one. He says that the definition of L'tzad HaPez, K'dei HaRishon and L'kamen in Siv Tes, like we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's Shir. Now we continue in the Mechaber. Last line, he says, in the middle of the line, V'im Dibko, if you sealed this crack, it's kosher. Afilu im Dibko B'devik, even if you use glue to seal it and not the shofar itself. Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Memhei, Hainu afilu im lo nishtaya rak koshu shalo nistak, even if there's still only a small amount that wasn't cracked. It's kosher kishadibko. It's okay as long as you sealed it. This is brought down in the Morgan of Rum and Shara Achronim. And the issue foot number 52 brings down, Ha'achronim miskashu within there. There are Achronim that disagree with this. Sharei kish and nizdak rubo below dibko, if it was cracked in majority and you didn't seal it, it would be puzzle. And he says, Mishum shim rubo kikulo. So why doesn't that apply over here as well? Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Vav, and he says, "V'ein zenikra shelo b'mino." When you seal it with glue, that's not called sealing it shelo b'mino. Why? The sha'ini nistak minekav. There's a difference between a crack and a puncture. Then hadevek nikar bein hadvekim, because the glue is not recognizable between the different pieces. However, as opposed to by a puncture, it is recognizable. Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "V'masedek rocho v'nikar hadevek." However, if it's a very wide crack and it is recognizable, then bavadi yesh lahachmir. Then it would have the same rules as a puncture, and you should be machmir not to use something shelo b'mino. They have a kisasmo b'sheno mino, because it would be exactly the same as if you sealed it with something that wasn't from its min, which we said yesterday is problematic. Umikol makom. Nevertheless, after the imlo nishtana kolo aide hadevek, you could still possibly suggest that as long as the sound of the shofar hasn't been changed because of the glue, nimashoyi betchila from what it was originally, ein lahachmer kishinishtaya boruba. As long as the majority of the shofar is not cracked, you don't have to be machmer. The gam benekev usisombo beofen zeh koshal abri poskim uchanal besiv zayin. As we learned in yesterday's year, there are opinions that say in that situation it would be good by a puncture, so certainly it would be good by a crack. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Vitzarach in Lemaisa, we have to go and see what the halacha is. Then the Mechaber continues and says, Yesh Misha Omer, She'eno Kosher Elo Kishadibko Biasmo, that you can only seal it, the crack, with the shofar material itself, such as Shechimimo Bu'ur, you heat it up in a fire, Ache Nivshar, until it somewhat melts, so to say, the Chiber Ktsoso Zemze, and the two sides of the crack are melting into each other and they're sealed. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Zayin, Avo Bedevik, as opposed to with glue, Hevikamos Samushal Bemino. According to this opinion, if you use glue, it's like not Bemino. Bedino, Kemosha Kosav, Siv Zayin, that you shouldn't do that Lichatchila. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Usvar Rishona Ikar, the first opinion is really correct that since it's really not recognizable when you seal it with glue, it's fine. When we call Makom, he says, however, Im Nishtana Kolo, if however the sound of the shofar is blasts are going to be changed because of the glue, that you certainly should go, if it's not extenuating circumstances, and go blow with a different shofar. But again, ubli bracha, because maybe you were yotze, maybe you're not. Finally, the Mechaber tells us and concludes, siv ches, v'im nizdach kulo, if the entire shofar is cracked along one side, afilu mitzad echad, even if it's only on one side of the shofar, pasul, then it's not a good shofar, you can't use it. And this is true, afilu chimmo b'ur, v'chiber stoko zemzeh, and this is even if you heated it up and you resealed it with its own self, that wouldn't be good if the entire shofar was cracked. And the reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, siv kot mem ches, the su, ain shame shofar lo, because it lost the name of being a shofar, kivin shenistach kulo, since it was fully cracked, it lost the shame of being a shofar, and therefore you can't do this. With this we conclude today's shir.